Women Worldwide with Deirdre Breckenridge introduces incredible stories shared by women across the globe who have experienced the great heights of success and, at times, the agony of defeat. With a vision to impart wisdom and advice on how to tackle barriers and soar to new heights, the show uncovers different perspectives to help you find your inner strength and to power up your own voice so you can excel in life.
Welcome to Women Worldwide. I'm your host, Deirdre Breckenridge. Part of what makes this podcast so special is the ability to talk to you about the things that are important to you. You can help me by telling me more about you. I'm going to ask you to do me a favor. Just log on to www.mylistenerstudy.com to take a short survey about who you are, what you're listening to, and how you listen. And you'll even have the chance to win a Google Chromecast. Don't worry, the survey is very short. It takes a couple of minutes and is completely anonymous. We just want to learn a little more about you so we can make your listening experience even better. That's mylistenerstudy.com. And if you're feeling lucky, enter to win that Chromecast. Thank you, and we really appreciate it. Okay, now to this week's episode. Sometimes I find it hard to believe that the word organic hasn't always been a part of our common vernacular. You know, personally, with our kids at home, they're so focused on what's healthy and natural. They buy all kinds of organic products. As for natural products, we see how they've extended into so many different product categories, beauty and supplements, all the way to pet products. Well, this is a great segue to my special guest today. Her name is Jessica Iklesoy, and she's the founder of California Baby. Jessica is a woman who has long been ahead of her time. When she was pregnant with her first child, and this goes back more than two decades ago, she began a deep dive into research on how to live the healthiest, most natural life possible. Jessica was really driven by an absolute determination to change the status quo. She found replacements for unsafe cleansing and fragrance ingredients and made what would be the first California Baby product. It was a calming shampoo and body wash. Well, she's here to share her story with you today. Jessica, it's such a pleasure to have you on my show. Welcome.
Thank you. I'm really excited to be able to chat with you today.
Well, we are too. You know, you've been blazing a trail for years. And this whole notion of, you know, living the healthiest, most natural life possible, as you were doing this, you know, it kind of begs the question, did you ever intend to start a business?
No, actually, I had no intention of starting a business. This was really just an outcropping of my lifestyle. So in preparation for pregnancy, I started looking at the ingredients, you know, what I was eating. I did like a healthy cleanup. I got rid of, you know, my sheets that were finished with formaldehyde. And, you know, the more you research, you know, a little bit of information sometimes can be dangerous. So I just became very, I don't want to use the word obsessed, because that could, you know, take on a negative connotation. But it was just a passion. It was a passion project that turned into a business.
Oh my goodness. Well, I'm frightened that the sheets have formaldehyde. You found that out during, oh my goodness.
Yes. Exactly. You know, I started, you know, looking at every part of my house, you know, you'd be surprised. You have printed sheets, right? So they formaldehyde is a finisher to keep the ink on the sheet. And that obviously you're sleeping on it, your child is sleeping on it, your carpeting, you know, has that, it's off-gassing. So once you kind of start looking around, you're like, everything kind of seems a little toxic.
That's frightening. Was there anything else that stood out that you discovered that people would take pause and reevaluate?
Well, you know, so for me, it started because I was preparing for pregnancy. So I, you know, of course, you stop drinking coffee, you stop, you know, drinking wine, and you want to have the healthiest diet possible. And when I started, you know, looking into my diet and, you know, then learning that the meat that was available to us, and this was, you know, over 25 years ago, when organic really, you know, you didn't have organic meat options, and organic produce was still in its infancy. But, you know, reading that at that time that the meat was filled with hormones and, you know, you got meat and milk and everything you're supposed to be eating to be, right. to build a baby, to grow a baby, was laced with some kind of contaminant. So I don't think that people understand, and I think today we have a better understanding, but we're still just kind of, the fact that we're trying to define what natural food is kind of ridiculous in a way too. So it's just an ongoing process.
Yeah. So, you know, that's really tough because, you know, your California baby brand launched when organic and natural didn't exist. So how difficult was it to educate consumers about what you were doing? Did people get it, or did they kind of brush it off like, oh, no, this can't be?
Well, there were two camps. You know, I think the fantastic thing about women and mothers is that they will listen and it makes sense to them. So once I would talk to moms and I would say, you know, did you know that your baby shampoo has an ingredient called sodium lauryl sulfate? And it's, there are suspected carcinogens within that ingredient and they could be damaging to the retinas and, you know, and synthetic fragrances. So once I started explaining that to mom, that was actually very easy because they'd go, oh God, of course I don't want that. And then, you know, they would buy California Baby. But then you have another segment of society that if they're not in it, you know, with I think babies, pregnancy, and once you have a baby, that's when the light goes off. You know, you start kind of, you know, doing a reevaluation. You want to do the best that you can for your baby. Right. So you're more open to this information. But if you're not in that time of your life, you know, like it's a shampoo, you know, it doesn't,
yeah.
you know, it's not in the bigger scheme of things, it's not that important. But to mom, it's very important.
It really is. I mean, you must have had a very captive and engaged audience, but if you're not living through it, then, oh, what does it matter if I use this soap or this shampoo or whatever? And literally you could look at every single product. When you talk about natural products, because from whenever I can remember, you'll look at a label and it'll say, this is a natural product. But what does that really mean when you read the word natural on a label? Can you trust it?
At this moment, I don't think you can. I mean, I'm working. So, you know, I've had California Baby for 20 years and we manufacture our products. We grow our own flowers and do our own extraction. So we're very authentic in what we do. But we're living in this world where natural organic has become very popular. So now we've got this whole slew of companies who are engaging in what I call greenwashing. And so, and their whole purpose is to kind of fool people, to say it's natural just to capitalize on, you know, the trend of natural and organic. So I think it's almost become harder today than it was 20 years ago because we were such a niche, you know, small segment. But now when you have bigger players coming in and wanting to make big bucks, they're confusing, they're muddying the waters. So it's become, which is kind of ironic because it's so popular now, but
yeah.
It's become harder to you know, see what's really natural and what isn't.
So is there a way for a consumer to look at that label, even though it says natural? Are there any tips that you can give or, you know, ingredients that, just if you see this, whoa, that's a red flag. How can we educate ourselves so we're not fooled? Like, just to see the word natural and buy it because it says it is one thing, but can we dig deeper so that we can learn more? And how do we do that?
Yeah, and you know, and part of our, you know, philosophy at California Baby is, you know, you shouldn't have to be a chemist. You know, the consumer shouldn't have to be a chemist to, you know, to trust their product. But there are some, and, you know, also natural, like, crunchy, small businesses engage in greenwashing as well, because they want to make their product look as natural as possible. So they won't list a preservative, or they'll list their cleanser as coconut oil. Well, I mean, if you've ever seen coconut oil, you're not going to wash your hair with coconut oil. Now, cleansers are extracted from coconut oil, and then they get a proper chemical name. So what I would say to consumers is look for the standardization. So there are some guidelines in the skincare industry, and there's a nomenclature called INCI, I-N-C-I, and it's an international cosmetic, you know, language that, and it is in a chemical format, you know, so, but that then, if you say, if I say to you, you ask me, what is it, what do you use as a cleanser? And I say, we use diethyl polyglucose. Well, now you've got the proper name and you can look it up and you know exactly what it is. But if I just said, well, we use coconut oil in our shampoo, that tells you nothing, right?
Right.
So what I would say is look for the proper, or ask for the proper chemical name, because that will tell you a lot. Now you can go on the internet, you can search it, and it gives, you know, it opens the door, and then you can make an informed decision, and you're not relying on the manufacturer to interpret it in a marketing way and pander to you, you know, what they think that you want to hear. So I would say, first of all, just look for the proper INCI name, and that will help you a lot.
That's really helpful. Do you, you know, I know that you did this around the birth of your baby, but did this become a full lifestyle for you as far as you personally with your own, you know, anything that you're using?
Yes, exactly. And I think, so, you know, that's really how we differ too, is that, you know, as they say, when you're going to, if you want to lose weight, you don't go on a diet. You actually kind of change your eating habits. And so for me, it wasn't like, oh, I'm going to just clean up my lifestyle right now because I'm pregnant, and then I'm going to go back to how I was living before. No, it's a lifestyle change. So that, I never went back. I actually have just gotten, you know, harder core. So I started, you know, with the food, because I, you know, I had to feed a child, and then I was breastfeeding him. And then I happened to look up the ingredients in his shampoo, which kind of took me on this California Baby skincare journey. But I also, and continue to today, I garden, I compost, I'm, you know, our company is, you know, we work very hard to be sustainable. Our factory where we manufacture our products, you know, it's run on solar panel, you know, so it's in everything that we do. We don't just, we actually live what we believe.
That's terrific. You know, just what you said about the composting, being sustainable as a company. I know that millennials, that is so important to that generation. You know, companies that really care about the environment, or they are really natural, quote unquote. Do you feel that all of this makes you feel better? I mean, not just emotionally better, but physically better.
Oh, absolutely. I think that, you know, we live today in a world of toxicity. I mean, it's everywhere we go, and we can't avoid it. You know, you can't just live in a bubble. So, you know, my philosophy is that we can limit our exposure, right? So if, I don't think people understand, synthetic fragrances, what, you know, when you light that candle, or when you have those house fragrances, those are all synthetic fragrances. You're breathing them in, and they are known endocrine disruptors, which is a hormone disruptor. And so when people have health issues, many times, if they just started cutting those things out of their lives, their health will start to improve. So I think by doing this, it's not like a superiority. Oh, I'm healthier, I'm crunchy or granola than you are. It actually just allows your body to work at a more optimal level, because we're not burdening it with so much toxins, and that's in your air, in your food, in your skin care, in basically everything.
Well, you just made me think twice. We had the candles burning today.
Yes.
And, you know, spraying things. Oh, my goodness. Yeah, you're breathing all of this in. And then I'm thinking, and so are my pets. Our kids aren't around, but the dogs are. So a lot to think about. I did have a question about, you know, the name of your company, you know, California Baby. Do you think that there's something in the name, or is it more about the experience that makes a brand successful, or really is it both?
Well, it's so interesting, because when I named this, obviously it was, you know, 20 years ago, where we were celebrating our 20-year anniversary. So I wanted it to be a reflection of the California lifestyle. And I think that the world has kind of caught up with California, but back then we were really considered, you know, Californians were kind of considered kooky, right? You know, we took our vitamins, we did homeopathy, you know, we were kind of the freaks of the country, you know. We were looked down upon. Like, I'd go to New York and they'd go, "Oh, California," you know, like that. And now California is very cool, right?
Yes,
California has global recognition. So I didn't do it with a marketing mind, you know. I just did it with, I wanted it to be a reflection of the fact that in California, we do try new things. So yes, we're the first ones to start the juicing fad. We're the first ones to do the vitamins, because we have this kind of spirit of wanting to be healthier and wanting to innovate and try. And so that's how I wanted that to be reflected. Like, it's California Baby, and we're always going to be trying new things. We're always going to be, you know, try to be as healthy and progressive and sustainable as we can. And that was the idea behind that.
Well, that was a really, I mean, it worked out really well for you. In the name and also the experience as well. So you have done quite a bit with your company, and you said it's 20 years?
Yes. Yes.
Wow. That's amazing. And, you know, it takes a lot to get your company recognized. So what did it take to get chain stores to recognize your brand and almost shed some light? Did you do that yourself, or did you have a team of people? That's a really big accomplishment.
Yeah, and so, you know, we had an interesting advantage simply because California Baby started the category. So when we came in, there was no premium. There really weren't even any baby-specific products, right? So, you know, if you look back and you think, well, everybody used Johnson & Johnson. So I was living in this, you know, world on my own that I actually had to create and figure out. So our first customer was Whole Foods. It is now owned by Whole Foods, but it was my local health food store. And so I started there, you know, I walked into the health food store and I said, "I have this product, and let me tell you why it's better than what you have." And, you know, and they said, "Okay, that's great, you know, but you have to educate our buyers, you have to educate the consumers, because it's very different than what, you know, we know." And so I was just kind of creating these categories in the stores. And then, you know, over time we became successful. You know, I mean, we were successful, like we had the one product, and then one product turned into three, and then three turned into, you know, so it grew very organically that way. And so all of a sudden, in 10 years, you know, time goes by very quickly, because I was raising children, raising a company, you know, so I wake up and then, like, wow, I mean, actually now we have like 30 products and we created a category. So
amazing.
And we defined it. And so by default, we were the experts, right? You know, we knew what we were doing. So then the mass market people like Target, they actually came to us. We did not go knocking on their door.
That's huge.
And Yeah, and you'll think I'm crazy. What I'm going to say next is we actually refused them a couple of times because, you know.
I did not expect you to say that.
Yeah, no. Who would have thought? But timing plays an important role here. And we thought, you know, we're only going to have one opportunity to do this. And we don't think the consumer is ready. So we said, no, we'll talk to you in a year. We'll talk to you in another year. And then we decided and we said, okay, the consumer's ready, because we started getting phone calls from moms who would say, you know, I had to drive an hour to go to my local Whole Foods. And then when I got there, they were sold out of the product that I was looking for. And can you carry it in Target? Because I have a Target in my neighborhood, and Target had bigger distribution. So once the consumer started specifically asking for that, we said, okay, the timing is right. And then we said to Target, okay, we're ready to go. And so again, we started to create the category because we were one of the first natural niche brands to successfully make the jump from the health food store arena to the mass market. And we helped to create the premium category with Target.
Well, you could not have asked for a better scenario there.
Yes.
Definitely. I've been chatting with my special guest, Jessica Iklesoy, founder of California Baby. And in the next segment, Jessica will share more about her business and the challenges of being a business owner.
You have been listening to Women Worldwide with your host, Deirdre Breckenridge. Segment 2 is coming right up.
Creating brand loyalty requires a unique blend of strategic communications and innovative technology. Pure Performance Communications works with businesses to move their audiences from interest to action, giving you a roadmap that fosters deeper engagement and forges stronger relationships along the way. Visit us at pureperformance.com. Thank you.
Now, back to Women Worldwide with your host, Deirdre Breckenridge.
I'm Deirdre Breckenridge. Welcome back to the show. We're Jessica Iklesoy, founder of California Baby, and I were just chatting about the real meaning of natural products and the incredible growth of her company. So Jessica, I'm still just so amazed that you were able to turn down Target and then, go to Target when the timing was right. So you have seen a lot of growth, and I'm sure with this there have been challenges, maybe big challenges as a business owner. What are some of your challenge busters? How do you work through a challenge?
Okay, so when we come across a challenge, what we do is we really just kind of hunker back to who we are, right? Because the temptation is to try to be all things to all people, or try to satisfy all of if there's any kind of negativity going around. And we just stay very, very central. Like, this is who we are. As long as, and then this goes to even the positive. So it does both. If there's challenges, or if we're growing, we really need to focus and remember what we're about. Right. We're about quality. We're about integrity. And if we're making all those right decisions at the time, and making them for all the right reasons, we can go back to and say, oh, we made this decision because this, it's true to who we are. So it's a very comfortable place to be, because then you're not trying to be all things to all people. And so the challenge could be any number of challenges, but as long as you go back to, okay, we're California Baby, this is the way we do it. We don't cheapen our product to make it more affordable because to sell to more people. We want everybody to have it. We certainly do, but we can't cheapen it, and compromise our values for that. So we just go back to who are we? We ask ourselves, who are we? And, you know, there should really only be three answers to that question, not more than three. And I think, you know, it's easy for us to go through those challenges.
Well, it sounds like you're really focused and grounded, and that is a part of the brand, you know, that is your, you know, part of your core values. And if you stick with that, then you will always live up to the experience that people expect from you. So, because we're always going to face challenges. Right. It's really, I like that you hunker back. I think that's really good advice. What about media and social media? You know, are you using social media to tell your story? Are you, you know, you mentioned that moms wanted to have the product in Target. Are you, you know, working with moms, sharing online in social communities? How is that, you know, is that a part of your marketing program?
Yes, and actually it's always been, you know, part of our marketing, and I don't see it as much different. You know, they're like the new media, the new social media, but we've been doing this for years, and really what we've been doing is just talking to moms. So when I first came out with the product, when I was still research and development, I would take products, you know, to my mommy groups and play dates, and I would give the products to moms. And so we grew via word of mouth, which was kind of really early social media.
Yeah.
So to me, it hasn't changed very much. Just the venue changed, you know, how we communicate. And moms and women in particular are very good about sharing things and wanting to help each other. So that is our strategy in social media. We don't run around trying to like get followers and this, that. We basically just keep telling our story, and we totally love working with moms and, you know, doing contests and, you know, doing, events like, you know, mommy events and that kind of thing. And social media is just another fantastic outlet for us to educate, because our focus is on education. We feel that, and even from the very beginning, it was like, if you understand the difference between that product or that ingredient and our ingredient, we feel you're going to choose ours every time, because we feel and actually know that our products are the best because we're scouring for the best products. We actually, you know, so, I think social media is fantastic. It's a wonderful way to communicate, and women are great communicators.
Oh, they sure are. So what would a mommy event look like? Is that something that is actually online in a social community, or, you know, is that a mom doing her own promotion maybe because you give her product?
Yeah, we do a little bit of everything. So there's not one specific thing. So at our facility in Los Angeles where we manufacture our products, we also have an eco-friendly showroom. And so many times we'll have a group of moms with their children come.
We give them a tour.
Yeah, and we have an R&D lab, and so we'll do some aromatherapy blending, and then we'll end up in our showroom, where everything is eco-friendly, and then it's just a time for moms to sit down, chat, you know, and share stories while, you know, the kids play. So that's one kind of real life. But then, yes, we will send products out to moms, have them try it, and, you know, spread the word amongst their circle. And then I go out to conferences. There's a conference called MommyCon. So we will, you know, sponsor and speak, and I'll speak. And actually, I'm going to be doing some speaking about, you know, the greenwashing subject and how, you know, how to spot it. So it's a lot of, it's a little bit of everything.
That's fantastic. I remember a story that I wrote about in my book, Putting the Public Back in Public Relations, that early on, you know, we've recognized that mommy bloggers are great at sharing. One of the bigger companies, I guess, had an event for mommy bloggers, wanted them to come in, and they were going to share a product, but would not let the moms in bring their kids with them. And there was tremendous, tremendous backlash. So I'm so glad that you said you have the eco-friendly showroom and the moms can bring their children. Fantastic. That makes a big difference when you're building relationships and understanding that the mommy blogger, her lifestyle, it's all about her children. So,
we do that. So we have, our showroom is, child proofed, and we have toys for them. We have food for them.
If
you go into our bathroom, there's a changing table. So, we understand that moms and their children are, they're joined at the hips. You don't separate those two. That's crazy that they did that.
No, I still laugh at that. So, all right. Well, you are definitely an entrepreneur making a difference. I always say that it's really important for entrepreneurs to empower other professionals, whether it's women or men. What are some of your empowering pointers that you want to share with women worldwide listeners?
Well, for speaking to women specifically, in the business world or entrepreneurial world, and this is one thing that I always say, is just, we're women, we're pleasers, we're, problem solving in that way. But I always say to women, don't give up your power, to make sure that you're not giving up your power in the process. Because, we can, if we're mothers, we're always putting our needs last. And we have such a capacity, as women. And then once you become a mother, you don't realize that your capacity gets even larger. Just make sure your voice is heard and also don't give up your power. And then with men, and I'm a big woman supporter, and but men are in our lives, and, it's more of a family. It's not, women versus men. It's a family. So we all need to take care of each other, but we also need men to support women in the workplace, because there's just more men, and they tend to be, at a higher ranking. So I think that just to be aware of that, for men to go, let me give her a helping hand simply because I can. And women are great at supporting each other. But I think we forget that it's okay if we receive help. We don't have to do everything ourselves.
Yeah, I think that's really important. And the notion of the family, whether it's in the home and helping one another, can also transfer over into the business environment. When you're on a team, male and female, you are like a family. You are spending sometimes more than 8 hours a day. And it's okay to ask and receive help. And I think that's the only way to learn and grow and be better together. If you could go back and give yourself a little bit of advice, maybe going back to the time when you started California Baby, what would you say to yourself? What advice would you give knowing what you know now?
Oh, so, I would give this advice not really knowing if it's good advice because, the way, California Baby transformed, it really was almost just like a force of nature. It was just something that had its, life of its own. And I feel like I've just been taken for a ride, and I'm kind of the custodian and the guardian of it. But, looking back now, and I tend to be, I say it's passionate, I can be pretty intense. And so my advice to would be like, chill out a little bit. Every little thing doesn't matter that much. But on the flip side, if I didn't take everything so seriously, if I said, it's just a cleanser, you rinse it off, that would be the argument when I came out, when I was, looking for an alternative. They're like, well, it's a rinse off. It's only on your body for, less than a minute. And that's why it's not a problem. If I agreed to that, I would not have found an alternative. So But, you know, being intense all the time can, you know, it's wearing. Let's just say it's wearing. So I can't say that I, you know, I feel like everything that I did happened for a reason, you know, for a purpose. So it's hard for me to kind of look back and criticize in that way.
So, you know what, that's interesting. Maybe it's to, you would have to stay intense, like you said, because it really led you to where you are today, but maybe it's intensity with a lot of breathing.
Yes. Okay. Maybe there, thank you. You've helped me.
Right?
So it's the intensity with, and you know, as I've gotten older, I can, you know, put those things in their place. So keep the intensity, but then, you know, take those breaks in between. So yes, thank you for that
awesome.
Bit of help.
So, you know, on that note, because you gave yourself advice, now give advice to somebody else. What is your best advice for the entrepreneur who maybe doesn't have the easiest path forward, but wants to make their dream come true?
Yeah, I think there's two really key pieces of advice. Number one, really believe in what you're doing, your idea, your product, your service. You have to be the biggest believer, because you will be questioned. And so you have to really fully understand what your mission is, and because you'll be questioned. Like, for instance, as I mentioned in the very beginning, you know, the name California actually was a negative, right? So I'd, you know, they'd say, well, can you change that name? Like, so that was a lot of people were like, had a problem with the name California Baby. And, you know, shouldn't it be like American Baby? Shouldn't it be more like, everybody has an opinion, right? But at the end of the day, it's your decision. And so how do you keep to your decision is when you really have a deep belief in what you're doing. So you can go, oh yeah, you know, I guess they have a point, but no, it's California Baby, because for all of these reasons. And you'd be surprised at, you know, how many people have an opinion and think that you should do things differently. And if you're constantly changing because of other people, that's a problem. But it's also a problem if you don't really understand what your core ethos,
right,
what you believe in. So get that down, get that solid. So when you're questioned, or even if you question yourself, you have, you know, a central place to come back to, because it's a long journey. You know, look, we've been in business for 20 years. It's 20 years. So you have to have a really good, strong belief.
Oh, definitely. And so glad you stuck with your convictions. You know, California Baby is a great, great brand. And, you know, I can only imagine how much you would have been questioned 20 years ago. So it's really good that you stuck with that. All right. Well, last question. Where can my listeners find out more about you and California Baby?
I think the best place is californiababy.com. That's our website. So we sell our products there. We try to show behind the scenes about how the products are made. You can also click through. We have a really fantastic blog is called California Baby Natural Living, where we try to give examples and give support to people who are wanting to make some natural changes in their life. And then, of course, you know, we have an active Facebook and Instagram. But, you know, CaliforniaBaby.com is kind of the central place to start.
Awesome. Jessica, thank you so much for sharing your journey and talking to us about California Baby, your insights about organic and natural products. We learned a lot today. Thank you.
Well, thank you very much. I had a good time.
Thanks. And I also want to thank all of you for tuning into Women Worldwide. Until our next episode, stay focused, energized, and feeling empowered. Thank you.
You have been listening to Women Worldwide with Deirdre Breckenridge, brought to you by Pure Performance Communications on the socialnetworkstation.com. You can reach Pure Performance at www.pureperformancecom.com. Women Worldwide is produced by SNI, and the opinions of the hosts and guests do not necessarily reflect those of Social Network Intermedia, LLC, or the Social Network Station.